Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
And, you know, Easter and, you know, Holy Week don't always come out at the same time as they are this year. Sometimes, you know, the first night of Passover is on Good Friday, and sometimes they're about a month apart. So it just varies because the Jewish calendar is on a lunar calendar, and the Easter calendar is quite different. So, in fact, here's an interesting little tidbit, that Easter and or the resurrection was celebrated as part of Passover up until the Council of Nicaea in the 4th century. And it was Constantine, who was a terrible hater of Jews, anti-Semitic guy, he wanted to separate from the company of Jews in the way the church celebrated the resurrection. And so he linked it more to sort of pagan holidays, and that was decided at the Council of Nicaea to separate from what he said in his anti-Semitic way, the odious company of the Jews. So up until the 4th century, the church celebrated Passover and Easter at the same time.
Would it have been at the conclusion of Passover? So were there sort of several days to Passover?
It was done right at the beginning of Passover, usually that week at the same time. And in fact, up until the 4th century, well, you could see it in Italian. For example, the word for Easter is Pasqua, Passover.
You know, we're only 3 minutes into the show, and I've already learned a whole lot. So I should have asked, being a professor, Michael, will there be a quiz at the end of the hour?
So. Well, I just think it's interesting. Most people think, you know, that the Easter cycle was always set up as it is, but it really was a deliberate attempt to separate from Passover. And one of the things, you know, I'll be speaking at our home church on Good Friday, which is the Moody Church, and so it's not like I deny that there's a Good Friday, and I'll be there on Resurrection Day on Sunday. But for my personal experience, I observe the death and resurrection. I celebrate the atonement that we have through his death and resurrection of the Messiah. We celebrate that as part of Passover.